Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep on something that can make or break a drum and bass roller, the mid-bass phrase. Not just the sound design, but the way the bass speaks with the drums. Because in a timeless roller, the bass should not feel like it's sitting on top of the groove. It should feel like it's driving the groove. We're building a jungle-informed mid-bass in Ableton Live 12 using only stock devices, and the goal is to get that sweet spot between old-school rave pressure and modern DNB precision. So think rolling tension, call and response with a break. Enough movement to stay hypnotic, but not so much that it turns into wobble soup. This is especially important in the main drop and the second drop variations, where you want forward motion more than constant aggression. The best rollers don't just repeat. They breathe, they leave space, they keep the listener leaning forward. So let's start with the groove, because that always comes first. Set your project somewhere around 172 to 176 BPM. Load in a break edit on one track, and if you need extra structure, add a simple kick and snare backbone on another track. The point here is to create a rhythmic conversation before you even think about the bass sound. Now, before you draw notes, check the groove pool. If you've got a swing reference, this is a really good place to lock it in. A solid starting point for rollers is something like MPC 16 swing in the mid-50s, or a subtle groove extracted from your break with a bit of timing, a touch of random, and very light velocity variation. You don't want the bass line to feel stiff, but you also don't want it swimming all over the place. And here is a really important coach note. Think in drum accents first. Solo the break and listen for where the snare ghosts hit, where the kick flams feel strong, where the hats answer the phrase. Your bass should complement those accents, not fight the grid like it's trying to win an argument. Also, commit early to the idea that the bass will not play constantly. A timeless roller usually wins because of space, not because of overload. If the break already has energy, let it breathe. Let the bass leave holes where the snare can punch through. Now we'll build the instrument rack. Create an instrument rack on a MIDI track and split it into two chains. The first chain is your sub. Keep this dead simple. Use operator with a sine wave on oscillator A. Keep it mono, keep it clean, and keep it stable. Add utility after it and set width to 0%. You want the sub to be centered and dependable, because that's what translates in a club and holds the whole tune together. Set the envelope release short, somewhere around 30 to 80 milliseconds if you want a tight roller feel. If the phrasing needs to smear a little, you can go slightly longer, but don't let it blur out. The second chain is your mid-bass. This is where the attitude lives. Use wave-eatable or analog. Start with a saw or some other harmonically rich source. In wave-eatable, keep the unison modest, maybe 2 to 4 voices, with the tune around 5 to 12%. If it gets too wide too fast, back it off. You want thickness, not phase chaos. Put auto filter after the synth. Low pass or band pass both work, depending on how gritty you want the result to feel. Band pass can give you that more focused, speaker-rattling jungle edge, while low pass keeps it smoother and darker. Now comes the phrase writing, and this is where a lot of people make the mistake of thinking like a melody writer instead of a drum programmer. Write a 2-bar MIDI clip with only 2 to 5 notes at first. Seriously, less is often more here. Start with a root note on beat 1, then maybe an answer on the offbeat after 2, then a held note into beat 3. Leave a rest before the snare returns. Maybe add a pickup into bar 2. That's enough to create a phrase that feels alive. The key is note length. Stabs might be a 16th or an 8th. Holds can stretch longer. Pickup notes should be short and sharp. Don't just use note count as your source of energy. Use articulation. Use contrast. Use silence. And this is one of the biggest advanced tips. Use fewer full-level notes than you think you need. In rollers, perceived energy often comes from consistency plus tiny changes, not from constant new information. If every moment is loud and busy, nothing feels special. Now listen to how the bass line interacts with the break. This is where the groove becomes timeless. If the snare is cracking hard on the backbeat, give it room. Don't play space hits exactly where the snare needs to breathe. If the break already has movement, you do not need to cram the bass into every available pocket. Instead, let one note land just after the snare as a response. That tiny, tiny choice can make the whole thing feel like it's pulling forward instead of stomping in place. You can also micro-shift certain notes. Move a pickup a few milliseconds late if you want a laid-back roller push. Shorten another note by a tiny amount to make the groove feel tighter. Even a little asymmetry between the first bar and the second bar can make the loop feel much more human. And that's another big idea here. Keep the phrase asymmetric. A 2-bar loop that slightly changes, on the second bar often feels much more alive than a perfectly mirrored pattern. Now let's make the mid-bass move. On the mid-chain, use the auto filter cutoff, wave eatable position, or a subtle pitch movement as your main motion source. A lot of producers overcomplicate this, but the truth is you only need one or two things moving well. Try a cutoff range roughly between 200 Hz and 2.5 kHz, depending on the patch. Keep resonance controlled, maybe around 10 to 25%. Enough to add character, not enough to start whistling like a synth lead. If your bass sounds too polite, you can bring in a little more resonance, but be careful. In DNB, the goal is focused pressure, not filter drama for its own sake. Automate wave eatable position over one or two bars. Maybe let the filter drive rise slightly in the second half of the loop. Maybe open the tone just a little more on the response note than on the downbeat. That contrast is what makes the line feel like it's breathing. For a jungle flavor, this is a nice trick. Make the main downbeats darker and the answer notes slightly more nasal or more open. That little tonal contrast creates movement without changing the actual notes. Now we'd add color. Use saturator on the mid-chain, not on the sub. That's important. Give the mid-layer a drive of maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on if it helps control the peaks. If you need more edge, you can add a little overdrive or amp before the saturator, but keep it tasteful. The goal is audibility, not fuzz for the sake of fuzz. Then on the bass bus, use glue compressor very lightly. You want it to glue, not crush. Maybe just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, with a moderate attack and release. This is one of those places where subtlety really pays off. If the compression is too obvious, the groove starts to feel forced instead of rolling. Also check the bass at low monitor volume. This is a great reality check. If the line still reads quietly, the harmonic content is good. If it disappears, don't immediately add more distortion. First ask whether the mid-range content is actually doing its job. Now let's talk stereo discipline, because this can quietly ruin an otherwise great bass sound. Keep the sub mono, always. On the sub chain, utility width stays at zero. On the mid chain, you can allow some width, but only in the upper harmonics. If you use any widening effect, high pass it so it doesn't smear the low mids. And check the whole bass in mono regularly. A good rule of thumb, below about 120 Hz, stay centered. Between 120 and 500 Hz, keep things controlled. Above that, you can allow some texture and motion. If the bass sounds huge in stereo but collapses in mono, it's too dependent on phase tricks. Timeless rollers have to survive on a club system, not just in headphones. Next, shape the relationship with the kick and snare using sidechain and envelope timing. A light sidechain from the kick or a ghost kick can help, but keep it subtle. You're aiming for groove, not EDM bounce. Think attack around 1 to 10 milliseconds, release somewhere around 60 to 140 milliseconds, and only a few dB of gain reduction. If the bass line is busy rhythmically, don't rely only on sidechain. Use volume automation or utility gain automation for more surgical control. That way you can duck just the notes that clash and leave the rest of the sustain intact. And here's another good coach note. Let some bass notes speak just after the snare rather than before it. That little choice makes the groove feel forward moving, and it gives the drums room to hit hard. At this point, if the phrase is working, resample it. This is a serious advanced move. Route the bass output to a new audio track and resample 2 to 4 bars. Once it's audio, you can treat it like a break. You can tighten tails, reverse tiny fragments, use warp if needed, add little fades, and even slice it into simpler if you want to reperform the pattern. This is powerful because it commits the groove. It also lets you make tiny variations that would be awkward to program in MIDI. A reversed pickup here, a filtered turnaround there, a one-bar mute before the reload. These kinds of changes make the tune feel arranged instead of looped. When you're arranging, think in phrases, not just loops. A solid roller might run 8 bars of core bass, then a 4-bar variation, then another answer, then a small switch up before the next section. Keep the bass evolving across the arrangement. Not dramatically, just enough to avoid fatigue. A smart trick is to automate filter cutoff, distortion drive, or even level changes across sections. Maybe the second drop gets a little more saturation. Maybe the first 8 bars are darker and leaner, and the next 8 open up slightly. That way the tune feels like it's progressing, even if the core MIDI idea stays the same. Let's add some extra advanced flavor. You can duplicate the mid-chain and make a second character. One darker, one brighter. Use them in different sections so you get variation without rewriting the pattern. Or create a parallel grit lane by duplicating the mid-bass, high-passing it, crushing it harder, and blending it underneath. That can give you presence without bloating the low mids. If you want a more eerie edge, Try a very subtle frequency shifter or shifter on the mid layer. Tiny amounts only, the dry signal should still dominate. You can also experiment with a narrow band pass duplicate around the 500 Hz to 2 kHz range to get that focused jungle pressure. Another really useful trick is to alternate note articulation every 4 bars. Keep one bar punchy, then lengthen one note in the next bar, then go back to short stabs. That creates a breathing cycle without changing the musical idea. And if you want to make the loop feel more arranged, add a tiny pickup phrase before every 8-bar repeat. Just one little gesture before the next section can make the drop feel intentional instead of endless. Now, a few common mistakes to avoid.